We're back on the air and we're back talking to entrepreneurs. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. We want to thank our friends over at the Wagner Law Group who hosted us earlier this week for some segments in their offices. And I'm looking forward to seeing those videos as well. Our next guest is Michael Wang, CEO, founder of Fumami American LLC, which is, I guess, a franchise type of restaurant system, correct?
Yes, correct.
Very close. Thanks. Yes.
The restaurant name is called, the restaurant is Fumami. It's located in Boston.
Right.
So it is an Asian sandwich bar that was launched here in Boston in July 2010. So we've been around, we actually just celebrated our 8-year anniversary. And Fumami sells Asian sandwiches, salads, and soups.
So what would be an Asian sandwich?
Yeah, so the platform of our sandwiches is this bread that's all handmade and freshly baked in the restaurant as we're serving our customers. It's a bread called the xiaobing, and it's a very authentic Chinese bread. It's been around for over 5,000 years, but it's really hasn't been introduced to the U.S. So this bread is really the platform of all of our sandwiches. And we fill the sandwiches with meats and vegetables that's based on authentic Asian recipes. So we don't use any processed meats or anything like that. Yeah.
So the Asian bread, how would I, if I were biting into it now, how would I describe it as being different?
Oh, well, it's almost like a flatbread. But the outside is crispy and flaky, and the inside is moist and soft. So
sounds good.
Yeah, it really makes the sets the sandwich apart, and we use these special ovens in order to bake these breads because regular ovens would basically just dry it out. So.
Interesting. So how did you get the idea to start the business? Give us the origination and the story.
Yeah, so I'm a third generation restaurateur. So I grew up in the business very young. But I always said to myself, I'm not going to get into this restaurant business because it's really not a job. It's more of like a lifestyle that you have to accept. But as you get older, I guess your mentality kind of changes. So eventually, I realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I realized that the knowledge and the experience that I was born into was perhaps the greatest entrepreneurial asset that I had. So I came here to Boston. I went to business school, and I spent a couple of years there doing research on the industry to see potentially what I can do in the restaurant industry. And then that's where I came up with this Asian sandwich bar concept, because our family has a lot of experience making this xiaobing bread, and it sort of just fit with what the concept was.
And right now this is your only location?
Yeah, so we've been open for about 8 years now. So we made the decision in 2015 to franchise the concept. So we worked for a couple years or so, really studying our procedures operationally, documenting our system to be able to franchise and to help our franchisees replicate what we're accomplishing here in this store. So we've recently engaged Stephen Gardner, who's a well-known franchise development person. They have over 100 years of combined franchising experience, representing a lot of different brands. So we've recently went live with the full launch of our franchising program. So we're looking to grow that way.
Has anybody bought a franchise yet?
Not yet, but we're definitely talking to a few developers at the moment. So we project we should have a few initial franchisees coming aboard very soon.
Good. Why do you think that this is a good franchise versus any other one?
Well, first of all, the concept is very different. I mean, there's tons of burger concepts that people can buy into. There's tons of pizza concepts, smoothies. And everybody really says, we're very different, we're unique, because people are really trying to differentiate. But if you really evaluate Fumami, the Asian sandwich bar concept, it's something that hasn't really been done, but it's something that is in demand. Our concept, the flavor profile, the menu that we're offering, the decor of our restaurant, just the entire brand experience that we've developed over the years is something that sets us apart. And it's not something that if you buy into, perhaps 3 years, 4 years down the road, people kind of lose interest in and move on. But it's something with a lot of legs where there's a lot of longevity in the running of the business.
Good. Are you the only owner right now?
Yes, I am. But I have a team of franchising professionals that we're working with together in terms of getting the franchising business, you know, expanded.
So are you gonna, do you have any plans to open up maybe more additional corporate stores?
Oh, yes. I mean, that's definitely not out of the question. We've actually, you know, it's something definitely potentially that we would look into doing. I've actually received a few term sheets from different private investor groups, looking to invest and help open up more corporate stores. But I haven't decided really to go that way or not, because a lot of times the terms that they've been offering is a little bit too rich than what I'm willing to give up at this point. So we'll see what happens.
Right. Very interesting. Yeah. What'd you do before this?
Oh, yeah. So I used to work in Goldman Sachs in their fixed income division in New York.
Right.
Did that for a few years. That led me to a series of different jobs. But a couple of those jobs were with startup companies. And that's really when I realized that, entrepreneurship was really the direction that I wanted to go into. So
where'd the food experience come from?
Oh, so, like I said, I'm a third generation restaurateur. So my grandfather, in his 20s, in the 1940s, founded a chain of restaurants out in Asia. It's very well known, called Chuyang Ru. It was very well known for water dumplings. So my family ran it for about 50-some years. So I grew up in that business, doing everything from cooking, dishwashing, waiting tables, bartending. But I eventually, as I was trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life, like I said before, I was trying to stay away from the restaurant business, but I eventually went back to it. So yeah.
You can't help it. Interesting. Michael, if somebody wants to find you, learn more about Fumami, go to the restaurant, learn about the franchising, how would they find you?
Well, they can go to our website, Fumami.com. And if they wanted to learn more about the franchising opportunity, they can go to FumamiFranchise.com.
Great. Maybe you'll come back on the show as you're progressing and give us an update.
Okay, I would love to. Thank you.
That's great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. We've been speaking with Michael Wang, CEO, founder of Fumami. Sounds like a great sandwich to me. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.